You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
God is to be trusted, said St. Paul in the first chapter of his first letter to the Corinthians, the God through whom you have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's get personal, said St. Paul. God wants to be personally associated with you, and you need to be personally associated with him. The avenue of that fellowship, going back and forth, is in Jesus Christ, his Son. It was for this that Jesus Christ came into the world. For this he died and was raised again from the dead. He provides access to the Father. The directional sign on that road reads, all is forgiven. It is not that the Father condones sin. He forgives it. People may have to pay for their sins with illness and shame they brought upon themselves. But Jesus Christ put himself in your place and paid personally the price for your sins, that you might be forgiven personally and receive life personally from the gracious hand of a Father who loves to such an extent that he spared not his own Son, but gave him up for us all. The gift of God is personal. People need to be reassured of that, since so many of us feel ourselves to be neglected, forgotten, or lost in the crowd. People can lose their way, and many do. But no one can be so lost that God cannot find him. This is true even of people who defy God and think that they're going to get away with it. Of this you can be sure. One way or another, God's going to get them. It's also true of those who've given up on God and feel that he does not care, that he couldn't possibly be interested in them. If you're one of them in one way or another, God will find you. It could just be that he's finding you at this very moment. God is to be trusted, the God by whom you are called to have fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. A schoolboy in London won first prize for an essay contest in which this line stood out. I believe so many twins are born into this world today because little children are frightened of entering the world alone. That statement may not have either biological or theological foundation, but it certainly does focus on the most nagging problem bothering people today, loneliness. Loneliness is not far, even from the minds of children. We think of children as eating, playing, and letting life pull them along without thinking about the tomorrows ahead of them. Children worry about a lot of things, including how long their parents will live, and whether they may one day be left alone. If that's true about one end of life's spectrum, it certainly is true about the opposite end. The elderly have a lot of paths to look back on, and often in their judgment, no future at all to look forward to. Loneliness to elderly people is a very real problem. Probably the most lonely of all are those of every age who think they have everything and really have nothing, often subscribing to the aimless theory that if you have your health, you've got just about everything. Meanwhile, they worry from day to day about whether they're going to lose their health. They have no trust in God and no hope for the future except the necessity of keeping their health. They resort to all kinds of devices and programs which only encourage the superstition that people can live without God. At the outset of his letter to the Corinthians, Paul thanked God that the people to whom he had brought the good news of Jesus Christ had been enriched in every way with every word and all knowledge, so that their lives were no longer filled with worries about tomorrow, but rather had become strong and solid in faith and love. All this had been accomplished through receiving the revelation of the one whom Paul called our Lord Jesus Christ. He will firm you up, was the encouraging word from Paul to these people, so that at the end you will stand blameless at the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. You can trust in God, through whom you've been called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. All of us need direction from a higher intelligence, especially when that higher intelligence offers a more complete, richer life than we could possibly have just by ourselves. Almighty God loves and protects all that He has created with a special regard for everything that is human. With all our self-will, which often leads to self-destruction, we need to be persuaded by His goodness and grace to turn from our wicked ways and to live with confidence in His kind design, exercised in history at the coming of His own Son, Jesus Christ, in all of His humanity, sent to die for the sins of the world. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of His Father in order to demonstrate once and for all that God does indeed love. It is the good news of God, and it is in Jesus Christ. As St. Paul said, God can be trusted, by whom you have been called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That dog in the house next door is probably in pretty good hands. The owner takes him out on the leash every day for a walk. He puts him on a leash not only for the protection of his dog, but for the protection of others in the community. If the dog wants to run after a squirrel, the owner holds him back and says, "No, no, you can't do that." People often resent the fact that they have to live their lives, so to speak, on a leash. They want to be perfectly free, free to do whatever they want to do. They resent any restraint at all, including the one that God has placed upon all of human life, if it is to be genuinely human and genuinely free, free from the law of the jungle, that is. One of the restraints people have often resented the most is God's prohibition against illicit sex, that is, the practice of sexual relationships outside the institution of marriage, where it is perfectly appropriate and indeed encouraged by God Himself. When events happen that result from this resentment, like the disruption of families or even physical illness, people have been known to blame God. They don't trust Him, that He had the best idea in the first place. And they don't trust Him even now that they have brought such suffering upon themselves. The fact is that God loves, even in those restraints that keep people from injuring or destroying themselves. His law is good, and it is meant to be good. His love is great, even to the point of forgiving the waywardness of people, all for the sake of Jesus Christ, who gave Himself into death for the life of the world. The good news of God is good. He is good and righteous altogether. You can see that in the face of Jesus Christ, and you can experience it for yourself in the faith of Christ. Faith works by love, as Christ's apostles always said. They learned it for themselves and have now committed it to the whole world. The power to bring faith into the hearts of people through the Word of God. Faith in God is trust in God. It's not just knowing about God, but knowing Him personally. Faith is personal. It is a faith in a personal God, whose judgment can be felt through His law, and whose love can be seen in the face of His Son, Jesus Christ, the image, the very image, or as we say, the spirit and image of the living God who has created the world and has redeemed a world of people through the blood of His Son, even Jesus Christ. It should be obvious to any thinking person that the trustworthy God is at work in the world both creatively and redemptively. Good things are happening despite destructive dispositions which are so characteristic of humanity. People may destroy, but God saves. The lives of people are saved from destruction of their own making. People are pulled back by the fear of God from doing to themselves and to others what comes so naturally, things that even pious people would like to cover up because they are horrified themselves over what they have done or were in danger of doing. At the same time, people are drawn to the family and fellowship of God himself through faith in that trustworthy face to be seen in the face of Jesus Christ, Son of God and Savior of the world, accepting forgiveness and receiving the gift of life. They receive the grace of God gratefully, the only way in which it can be received genuinely. The trustworthy God is at work in the world through his word. The Spirit of God works through the good word of the gospel of Jesus Christ, bringing people to themselves as the prodigal son came to himself finally, after realizing how far he had fallen purely on his own. At that moment, the face of his father confronted the wayward son again, even at a distance. By that face, he was drawn to return home where he belonged. Through repentance and faith, he returned and was received without recrimination, because the father does indeed love. He is trustworthy. God is to be trusted. The God who even now calls you into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through the good news of Jesus Christ offering himself for the life of the world, the Spirit of God works in the hearts of people, including you. You can hear Christ talking to you and saying in the name of his Father, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." It's not the rest of the grave, but the rest of genuine power that makes alive. It is forgiveness, and it is life coming from a God who can be trusted. A pastor told me about the two sons of a neighbor who had just come home from college. The next morning, their car refused to start because the weather had turned bitterly cold. They got out jumper cables, pulled another car alongside, hooked the two batteries together, started the car with the good battery, and turned the key of the car whose battery was dead. The surge of energy from the good battery ran right through that old battery, and pretty soon the old car was running again. That is the way the Spirit of God works, through the Word of God, sending a surge of new energy through lines that were dead because they were hooked up to a source of power that was itself dead. The Spirit comes alongside you right now with the Word of God and lets you know this straight fact. God is trustworthy, the God who called you to a new life in the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, who is your Lord and wants you personally to be alive. Did you ever hear of a Guillermo? I hadn't either until someone called my attention to an article in the National Geographic magazine. Guillemots are small Arctic seabirds that live on the rocky cliffs of the northern coastal regions. They come together by the thousands in comparatively small areas. Because of the crowded conditions, hundreds of females lay their pear-shaped eggs side by side in a long row on some narrow ledge. Since all those eggs look alike, it is incredible that a mother bird can identify those which belong to her. Yet studies have shown that she knows her own egg so well that even when one is moved some distance away, she finds it and carries it back to its original location, never confused by what might appear to be a mere assembly line. Who are you to tell God that he does not know you? He knows you personally. Paul reminded a young man named Timothy, "The Lord knows those that are his." The trustworthy God is aware of you, even of your thoughts and emotions which govern the decisions you make. He gives personal attention to your daily affairs. Overwhelmed by such a glorious reality, the psalmist once exclaimed in amazement, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain to it." God is looking for more than personal amazement on your part. He's looking for your personal faith. He wants you to trust him, even as he is trustworthy, calling you into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, the one he sent to be your Savior and the Savior of the whole world. God is your friend. He stands by you. He does that even though you have not always been a friend of his. As the prophet Jeremiah once said out of his own loneliness about the trustworthy God, His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. And to God he said, great is your faithfulness. God graduates some rare scholars from the school of loneliness. These are people who have learned to trust in God no matter what. Two little girls, close friends, were counting their pennies together. One said, I have 5 cents. The other replied, I have 10 cents. Said the first, no, you have just 5 cents, same as I have. The second replied eagerly, no, I have 10 cents. My daddy said that when he comes home tonight, he will give me a nickel, so that makes 10 cents. Redeemed children of God have that same feeling about their Heavenly Father. They can trust Him because they know Him. They can trust Him personally because He knows them personally. God is to be trusted. The God who calls you into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The more you look at Jesus Christ, the more you realize how good God really is. The more you trust Jesus Christ, the more you realize how trustworthy God really is. Trust Christ and you trust God. The proof of His trustworthiness is that He calls you, such as you are, to the fellowship of His own Son, Jesus Christ, who suffered for your offenses and was raised again from the dead for your justification, even in the sight of the mighty God Himself. You're important, personally, to God. This is the good word you have from Him in Jesus Christ. Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. It's important for you that you trust God explicitly and implicitly. It's important for you to know God personally and to trust Him personally as the Father who loves you personally and wants you personally to be a worthy son or daughter in His family, inviting you personally into the fellowship of His very own Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. It may sound preposterous to you, but nothing in the world is as true as this. God is to be trusted, the God who invites you into the family and fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now let's get personal. Through the hard school of loneliness, God has led many people to warm fellowship, the fellowship of Jesus Christ Himself with His Father, which has enriched the lives of many people through faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Whoever you are, wherever you have been, you are not alone. God Himself is with you in the one whom He has sent, His own Emmanuel, God with us, giving you His own last promise, which is always true. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. Honor God, love the fellowship, fight the good fight of faith, and endure to the end. Faith works, even as the hymn writer once said, how firm a foundation, you saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. Let's get personal. Let the love of God flood through your life with faith in the one who loves and never quits loving, even Jesus Christ. Let the power of God govern your life, filled with the love of God who never goes back on His word, but always comes through in His own intelligent and personal way. You can depend upon Him. Whether you know it or not, you are the apple of His eye. For you, Christ came, and for you, Christ died. For you, His Father raised Christ from the dead, that you might live, governed by His power, and living in that power. God is to be trusted. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The God who invites you right now into the fellowship of His own Son, Jesus Christ. Alive just for you. And Lord, forever and ever. Amen.